Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Michelle Cassidy, student at the Polk Collegiate High School from Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michelle Cassidy with Managing Safety. Today, my guest is Obi Young, the producer of the Florida Aviation Network, also known as the FAN, F-A-N. How are you today, Obi?
Great, Michelle. Glad to be here.
Now, Obi, what is the Florida Aviation Network's history?
Well, the history, the Florida Aviation Network to begin with is an in-the-clear satellite broadcast system which promotes aviation and aviation safety. We got started about 15 years ago or something like that as part of the promotion to get out to spread the word about aviation and aviation safety. We actually started with the state of Florida broadcasting on AMC3, which is 87 West Transponder 18, back in 2001. Then we started in 2009 with the Managing Safety series show, which you're one of the hosts of, naturally. And then in 2012, we started with our Facebook with the social networking presence, which is basically Facebook.com, Florida Aviation Network. And then in October 2012, we launched the website where we've got the information archived.
Now, you said while you were talking something about in the clear. What does that mean?
Okay, in the clear means, in simple terms, it's free to the end user. In other words, whenever we broadcast on a transponder, a free-to-air transponder, it's not scrambled, so nobody has to have a secret decoder ring or anything to pick up the signal. And when they're looking at it at home, there's no pay-per-view or pay-to-listen or anything like that. We're actually a project of the National Aviation Safety Foundation, which is a nonprofit. And we are not in the business of selling safety. We're giving it away. So when we say free, we mean it's free to the end user and free to anybody who wants to partake of aviation and aviation safety.
And everyone who works in the Florida Aviation Network, they're all volunteers, right?
That's right. We have about 150 people who work in one capacity or another. Not everybody is in front of the camera or behind the mic. There's a lot of people who work in the technical side of it who put the things together. We also have administrative functions, catering functions, transportation functions. It's a pretty good size organization, and nobody is paid. It's all pro bono. We have a lot of retirees, but we also have a lot of people who are working in aviation and just trying to give back. We have a lot of young people involved in it also who are trying to get involved in aviation or in production, for that matter. So it's a sort of combination. Let me make one thing kind of clear up front here, that we are an aviation organization that happens to work in broadcast and production. We're not a production company that happens to work in aviation. So we are very definitely got our roots deep in the aviation.
It's all about aviation. Now, who do you interview as opposed to aviation?
Okay. Well, we interview anybody who is involved in aviation or aviation safety, and that could be military, law enforcement, aircraft manufacturers, service providers. New technology is always big on our agenda. We also interview airshow performers and notable quotables, people like Bob Hoover, people like Patty Wagstaff. A lot of the people who are at the air shows are our guests on the show.
A big interview place where you take a lot of interviews is Sun and Fun, which takes place on April. Now, you did do some interviews there. How are they conducted? Like, what goes on?
Well, we bring people in from about 8:30 in the morning to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We normally shut down just about showtime and give time for the actual event to take place. And, of course, we'll be showing some aerial shots then, but during the day we're doing interviews with various people, and usually they're performers who are at the show. So what we'll do is either before they perform or after they perform, we'll talk with the people there. Also, the people who are exhibiting there at the show, lots of people who are vendors there. And when I say vendors, I mean people like Cessna and Piper, things like that. And, of course, the military and people involved in the educational process and everything. So it's an exciting time because of the international visitors and because of the people throughout the United States that come in to get part of the taste of the Southern hospitality at Sun and Fun.
So what other big plans do you have for this year?
Well, of course, we've got Sebring in January, and that's at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo. And, of course, we have the Soaring Society of America, which is in February. And then in March, we've got the National Seniors Championship, which takes place in Claremont, Florida. And then in April, of course, Sun and Fun, and a myriad of other events that happen throughout the year. We cover most every major aviation event in the United States.
Now, you're saying you're trying to bring technology and become really modern, and you do that through your Facebook page. What do you do on the Facebook page?
Well, that's a very good question you have there. We're embracing technology and the young people. Some of the older types aren't not quite as computer literate, but we're learning. And on a daily basis, we bring the local weather. Nothing fancy, but just the basics. Now, during hurricane season, George Bertuska does give a little bit more in-depth, thanks to the National Weather Service, our friend there. And then we have fun photos, which are various locations and events throughout the United States. That's on a daily basis. Now, on a weekly basis, we put up the Manage and Safety radio show like we're on today. And then it's shared throughout the country, and it's also archived there. And then on Wednesdays, we have Ben's Brief, which is a weekly column about safety operations with a special eye from Ben's perspective and experience with the National Transportation and Safety Board, the FAA, and extensive maintenance background. On Friday, Diego Alfonso, who is instructor ATP, designated pilot examiner with thousands of hours, gives us flight training issues. And on a monthly basis, of course, we also cover the major events that we also cover on our website. So whenever we do a live broadcast, if you go to either the Facebook page or our homepage, you can actually see what's going on during the live broadcast.
It's amazing to see the website and how many people are actually involved and how many people actually embrace aviation and aviation safety, of course, because I know that's a big thing that the Florida Aviation Network is all about, safety and all of that.
Right. We've got people from all walks of life. We've got Amy Labota, who's a freelance journalist from South Florida, Ben Coleman, who's with Aerospace Management out of Lakeland, Dave Shellbetter, who's a manager of Sun and Fun Radio in Lakeland. Like I said, Diego Alfonso, who brings the instructional side of it with over 13,000 hours of deal given. Eric Bovis, who is an attorney for the foundation and is also one of our hosts, gives the legal side of it. John Mahaney is an instructor from Flight Safety International over at Long Beach, California. Lori Bradner just joined us. You worked with Lori this past year during Sun and Fun, in fact, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yep. And she's joining us. She's president of Inspiring Educational Systems and director of school operations over at Tailwheels, et cetera, in Lakeland. And, of course, yourself, who you're now a student at Polk Collegiate High School, I believe. And then Rich Tillery, who's an ATP and designated examiner up in Jacksonville. And Rich Weber, who's the chief pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit. So as you can see, there's a variety of people involved in it. Now, some of the people in the background would be like Donald James, who's in New York, who provides our voiceover, who y'all heard at the beginning of this presentation and at the end. And in working with this team, we've got management support like Bob Score from over at Emory Riddle, Don Jerings, who is a engineer there in Lakeland, Jim Ging, who is with PGTV, Steve Graff, who's an airline pilot, and Sam Marks, who recently graduated from UCF in production and computer science. We just want to say thanks to all the different people all over the United States and all over the world, for that matter, to help to promote aviation and aviation safety.
Yes, and that's all the time we have for today. Do you have any final things you would like to say, any final comments?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I would. As I said, we are a project of the Florida Aviation Safety Foundation, or now the National Aviation Safety Foundation, which is a nonprofit 501c3. And if you go to our website, which is www.FloridaAviationNetwork, you'll see that we've got videos, pictures, thousands of pictures, YouTube connections, Facebook link, Twitter, and all that and more. And it's all free to anybody who wants to download it and look at it. And Michelle, it's been great talking with you today, and enjoy the interview.
It's been great talking to you too, Obie. Well, I'm Michelle Cassidy with Management Safety. We have been talking to Obie Young, the producer of the Florida Aviation Network, and that's all we have for today. See you guys later.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.